Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if all of you know this or not, but last week after church, Nancy and I jumped in the car and we drove over to Sanibel Island and we spent a couple days over there. And I was really inspired by being on the beach. I texted back some of our folks and I said, I think I'm going to become a beach bum. This is the result of that. We've changed our image here at Lakeside. We're now going to be known as Church on the Beach. You okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, I am too. Well, actually, you know what this is all about. Tomorrow night, what starts?
VBS.
Vacation Bible School. All right. We've got some young folks here today that I hope are able to join us for that. We're going to have a great time. I'm excited about it. I hope you are too. If you're helping out with that, I encourage you to be here early. It starts at 5:30 for those of you that are, and we'll get you more information on that today, Yvette, for your young ones there with you, and Wyatt as well. I want to talk to you, Andrew, about having Wyatt come for Vacation Bible School, so that would be awesome. It's time for church. Are you ready for church?
Yes.
Amen, amen. Robin, color for tomorrow night, blue? Okay, she said, don't forget to tell them tomorrow night's shirt color is blue for the first evening of Vacation Bible School. So all of the volunteers will be helping with that, wear a blue shirt tomorrow. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Loving God, from the very beginning, you have journeyed with your people. Journey with us today as we learn what it means to follow you. Open our ears to your holy word. Open our hearts to your love and compassion. Open our hands to receive your grace and to share it with others. Enable us to faithfully claim the name Christian as we strive to follow the ways and the teachings of Jesus the Christ. Empower us with your Holy Spirit as we worship you and we serve one another. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Our praise time. Join us, please.
But don't worry about getting there because there's going to be special lifeguards to get you where you need to go.
That is so cool.
I know, and that's not all. We've got the amazing adventures of different Bible stories happening at the Story Deck, exciting science projects at Discovery Dunes, great music with awesome title tunes, and exciting news and information during assembly time at the Surf Shack.
Wow! I'm even more excited about VBS. How do the surfers sign up?
Good question. They can register at the church office, or we can show up tomorrow at 5:30 at the fellowship hall, and we'll get you signed up. After they sign up, they can make plans to be here on Monday evening through Saturday. And again, from 5:30 to 8:30. Oh, and there's food. We're going to have food. That's a good deal.
Thanks, Skipper. Now I've got to go Skipper and Skipper's food. So I'll be ready for surfers. See you at the Surf Shack. Yes.
See you, Snappy. And surfers, get your surfboards ready, and we'll see you very soon at Surf Shack Vacation Bible Study.
Skip out on the Skipper, Don. We're going to have a great time this week. Snappy, I look forward to learning more about you. You seem like a friendly crab. Are crabs crabby or not? Yeah, that's right. If you want to stay here for church today, or you want to go over for children's church? Would you like to stay here today? We're going to have an awesome time this week. You know my heart's with the children, and I look forward to this every year to get to spend some time with children. And Skipper Don, that ought to be a blast, huh? Who's Skipper Don?
Oh, hold on.
Hi, Skipper Don, you're dismissed.
Oh, okay.
See you tomorrow at 5:30.
Am I being thrown out?
You've been thrown out of better places than this, right? See, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. It's a time in our service when we go before the Lord in prayer. Did everyone have a chance to fill out a prayer card this morning? I know I didn't announce it ahead of time. If you have any special prayers, you can drop them in the offering plate. That's part of your Connect card as well. I did mention Connect cards earlier on. But if you have any special prayer requests, you can mention them and drop them on the Connect card into the offering plate this morning as it comes around as well. So we have some folks this morning that we definitely need to be lifting up in prayer. Still more tragedy going on in our country with the police, the murder of the police officers, and the murders around our country are just seem to be overwhelming us. But we have to trust and believe in God to lead us through these troubled times. So we're definitely lifting up all the families that have suffered this week with murders and such. We have some folks from our congregation I would like to lift up. We received some bad news from some of our folks with bad diagnoses of cancer diagnoses. Karen Snyder, she's still undergoing some testing, but she'll probably have to start some sort of treatments here soon. So Karen Snyder, Gina McDonald as well, we've been praying for her for a couple of weeks. She's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and her news did come back great this week as well. That's Barbara and George Russell's daughter as well. Violet Simmons. Violet, good to see you today. We're lifting Violet up. I think she's still undergoing some testing as well, and we're just praying for good news for her. Larry Koopsman as well. You notice Larry's not here again this week, so you know it's pretty serious when Larry's not in church, but he's got a bad hip that he really has become almost immobile. So keep Larry in your prayers this week as well. The family of Lita Rotura, who passed away on Wednesday, just prayers for peace for her family as well, and then travel for Rebecca Wilhelm Acosta, who will be coming home for the funeral. It's Teresa Wilhelm's daughter as well, so pray for for that situation. Donna Foreman and Thomas Caldwell for life and health issues as well. Lisa and Chris Parkerson for healing of God's strength and mercy and wisdom. Continue to pray for George and Mary Lou Renenstahl for health issues as well. George is really suffering from ill health. We're going to be having a service here today for Lena Lewis, a memorial service. I would encourage you all to come and share in that time of remembrance for her, and we'll just honor her with a short service. It's going to start at 12 o'clock. We'll have our service here, go over for our fellowship time, and then about 11:45, start making your way back over here, and we'll honor Lena Lewis today, who passed away last week. We're certainly praying for our VBS, our Vacation Bible School, and all of the people that are going to be helping and serving on that. So we'll be praying for that extra special this week as well. And Sean and Rob Friend, continuing to pray for them to find jobs, find employment, so blessings for your family as well, Linda. I know there's many things you bring this morning to the Lord, to the cross. I encourage you now as we bow our heads and pray, call out to your Savior. Call out to your Savior to answer your prayers. Would you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we come before you this morning weak and trembling in some cases. Father, we come in loneliness and darkness and despair. And Father, we call out to you to receive the light the Holy Spirit, to feel your joy that you give us, to feel the hope return to our souls. Father, of all the tragedy in our world today, or the bad news that just seems to be at every turn, Father, we have to lean even more and more and more upon you. Father, many of us come today broken, sad, discouraged, wondering how we're going to make it through another day. How will this ever work out? Well, Father, today we can come with encouragement. We can come with hope. We can come as a people of hope. Father, I pray today for each one of us. I pray today for each one that comes bearing a burden. Because now is the time to give it up. Toss it to the foot of the cross this morning. Give it up to God. When you have the courage to do that, don't pick it back up. Leave it there. God will take it. God will grant you relief. Father, today we come hoping and knowing and believing that you are a God that loves each one of us. Father, today as we speak about the Good Samaritan, a story that is common to all of us, Father, I pray that we can be a Good Samaritan. Each one of us have something to offer to someone else. And likewise, as when we're in need, a good Samaritan will come alongside of us. Father, we are taught to give, and we're taught to receive. So, Father, today I pray that our hearts would be open to both. That when we have the opportunity to give, we do. And when someone else has the opportunity to give, and we are the receiver, I pray that you would give us the heart, the spirit, and the soul to receive the gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, today as we gather in your church, as we gather as your people, we are a family. We pray for unity and love among all your people. We pray for a world that desperately needs uniting, that desperately needs the love of Christ. We talk about the love of God's people, and that is important. But we only have the love to give that comes through Christ. So, Father, I pray that you would empower each one of us today to be the love, the light, the world so desperately needs. Father, I pray today that you would open our eyes to such need. That as we talk about compassion this morning, compassion is an action word. It means we have to do something. I pray for us to be those people today. So, Father, be with us today in our time of worship. Be with each one of us and the need that we bring here today. And not only asking how can we be served, but how we can serve as well. Father, we love you. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your guidance. We ask for your love. Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you. Father, this morning we give with compassion and love. Father, we ask your blessing upon our offering this morning. Let it be the work of the hand and feet of Christ. We pray in Jesus' name.
If you will stay standing and join us in our hymn singing today, our first hymn is going to be Jesus Calls Us, and the second hymn will be Help Somebody Today, and the words will be on the cards.
When he saw him, he was moved with compassion. The Samaritan went to him and bandaged his wounds, tending them with oil and wine. Then he placed the wounded man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took 2 full days' worth of wages and gave them to the innkeeper. He said, "Take care of him, and when I return, I will pay you back for any additional cost." What do you think? Which one of these three was a neighbor to the man who encountered thieves? Then the legal expert said, "The one who demonstrated mercy toward him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Let us pray. Father God, what powerful words from your scripture this morning. Father, we pray that each one of us could be as the Samaritan. That we would not cross to the other side and be on our way. We would stop and lend a hand to the one who was hurting. Father, let that message sink in today. Be with us, bless us now. Let these words be for you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Everyone has heard of this story, right? The Good Samaritan. Where did his compassion come from? Compassion comes from God, doesn't it? I tell you, our world this week has even made me even more sad. These senseless killings that go on all around us, no matter where they are and what circumstances. This week's been a bad week, hasn't it? People are losing their lives. This Good Samaritan story played out in every story this week in the news. As Christians, we're called to show compassion. Psalm 103 tells us, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness." That's us, isn't it? I use the analogy, cut me off on 95, take that fish off the back of my car for a moment. Nancy, I've been put a fish on this car and I've had it 3 years. I wonder what that means. Folks, I like to think I'm compassionate. How many of you think I'm compassionate? Raise your hand. The audience participation. Are you compassionate? Are you compassionate and said, "Oh, that's so sad"? But let's keep moving. Do you see compassion as an action verb? When we say compassion, that means we need to do something, right? When tragedy strikes us like it did this week, we can see our world in an intensive care unit. You ever see us that way? We're messed up. We're in ICU. We need help. Our world should be in a hospital trying to get better. Or in church. You've heard me say it before. We say it all the time in church. A church, this sanctuary, is not for people who are healthy, are they? If we come here with the attitude that everything is great in my life and I don't need God, we're here for the wrong reason. You can get up and leave if you feel that way because you really don't need this place. You're good. Apparently you have a special relationship with God and you don't see the need to spend some time in the hospital. A church is a hospital for broken people, for sinners. I've come to church broken before. Anyone else? I know I come in as a sinner. We're all sinners, folks. We're all broken. We all need fixing. We all need some time in the ICU. You believe that even good people can lack compassion? The story I just read from you, absolutely. The priest, he's shuffling along. You know us priestly types, we're busy. Man, we got to get there. I got to see somebody in the hospital. I'm going to see someone in the hospital. There's a dude that needs a hospital. I'm going to let him go and go see the one that I know is in the hospital. The Levite comes along. Now, there's a holy person. They know the law. They know the book. Same thing. I'm busy. I'm on my way to see a broken person. That broken person can wait, or someone else can take care of that. It doesn't come right out to say that the person that was ambushed and mugged was a Jew, but more than likely it was. Now these Samaritans were hated by the Jewish people. Has anyone had someone come to your aid and you've told them to shush, move along, you're not like me? Most of the time if we need help, we're willing to accept help from anyone, aren't we? This Samaritan was hated by the Jews. But I bet you he was pretty glad to see somebody stop to help. A few things that compassion means to us. Compassion means involvement. It seems to be a common thing today in our world when we say, oh, I saw that, but I don't want to get involved. It's easy for us to do that, isn't it? Compassion means involvement. Compassion means that we're willing to get our hands dirty. This Samaritan was on a journey going somewhere. He had business to attend to. But he took the time. He got involved. Folks, we don't have to look very far to find need, do we? Sometimes it's sitting next to us. Sometimes it's out in our neighborhoods. The need is there. We don't like to go through things alone. I've come across a cute story. It's not a cute story. It's very touching. There was a fifth grade class at Lake Elementary School in Oceanside, California. It had 14 boys in there that had no hair. We're asking them, why didn't they have hair? One of their classmates, let me get you his name, Kyle Hanslick, he started this trend. You see, Kyle had cancer. When he had chemotherapy, he lost his hair. 13 of his classmates, boys in his class, all went to the barber shop together and got their heads shaved. That's getting involved, isn't it? I don't know, these 10-year-old boys, they would probably be easy to do something like that, do you think? It might be cool to do something like that. But the fact was, they made a commitment. They got involved. Galatians 6:2 tells us, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Who has enough burdens of their own that we don't have to go looking for someone else's to carry? Dan, just me and you? Cool. I'm glad you showed up today. I'm pretty busy. I run around here like a chicken with my head cut off. You know, I've had to tell people, maybe you don't want to get involved in everybody else's drama. Is that good advice? See, that's a slippery slope, isn't it? And you care too much. Some of you are looking at and smiling because I know the answer to that. And some of you are looking at saying, why don't you get involved? Why don't you say yes sometimes when you have the opportunity? Folks, compassion costs us something. It can be expensive sometimes, can it? Expensive in which way? Our time? It sounds like our membership pledge that we take. Our time, our talents, our gifts. It becomes costly to be compassionate. Jesus took the time to go to the cross for us. Oh boy, that cut right to the chase, didn't it? The Samaritan took time out of his journey to help someone, used up some of his good oil and wine that he had there. I was pondering that. If you pour oil and wine on a man that's wounded, he's a mess, isn't he? That can get messy, can't it? Helping people can get messy, can it? And a word of caution in all of this. Just throwing money at a problem. Do we need money? Boy, now here's a pastor standing in front of you saying, we're not here for your money. Leave a nice check as you leave today. I'm not like that. I don't ask them. I don't talk about money much, do I? You know why? This is not biblical, by the way. This is just one of my fallacies. Back when I sat where you all do, and some pastors that I really like a lot, they would talk sometimes about money. That's when I started thinking about going fishing or playing golf or something. I'm giving my 2%, leave me alone. But it's not about just giving our resources. It's about getting involved. It's about getting our hands dirty. A few weeks now I've been talking about spiritual gifts. Let me take another poll. Who here has no spiritual gifts? Because you all tell me this quite regularly. You have no spiritual gifts? Destiny, put your hands down. I said, Kat, put your hands down. Well, good. Because some of you used to raise your hands, so I finally beat you down enough now that you won't raise your hands on that question anymore. Amen, sister, right? You got up this morning and you took a breath. You have the gift of life. The only way I'm going to give you it out is the morning you wake up and you don't take a breath. Then I'm going to come and do your service and we're going to say what great people you are, and then we're going to put you to ground. And then we're moving on.
That's real compassion.
Skipper Don, stay with me here. I've only been in ministry 5 years. I've done a lot of funerals at this church and some other places. So far, we haven't got up and said, that low-down, stinking bum was good for nothing. I've done some sketchy funerals with people that said, oh boy, don't mention God. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know me pretty well by now. What's the first thing I do when I go to a funeral and they tell me, maybe you better not talk about God? Yeah, you all know me pretty well in 5 years, don't you? That's all we talk about for about an hour is God. So far, I've gotten, thank you. That's just what we needed to hear when it was over. Folks, we need the story of this compassion. This compassion comes only from God. Let me tell you something. We're not good enough to have compassion on our own. I got to tell you right now, we stink. Literally. If God hadn't poured out his compassion on us through Jesus Christ, I don't want to be here with you guys. That little inkling of compassion that we have within us is from Jesus Christ himself. Do you believe that? Give me a hand on that. Boy, you're starting to worry me again. We get this compassion from Jesus Christ who went to the cross for us. Folks, sometimes we're the one that's been beat up and we need the help. We pray to God that there's someone that comes alongside us to help. And folks, sometimes we're busily scurrying along the road, busy going somewhere, and we come across someone that needs a helping hand. That's where the rubber meets the road. If you just go speeding right on by and say, oh, someone has to stop. This poor traveler on the side of the road, if the third person had to stop, that might have been the end of him. That might have been the end of the story. Compassion means doing something. How many here can move a mountain? Any mountain movers here? Oh, here we go again. How many mountain movers are here? Work with me, people. Anybody here ever move a mustard seed? Who's ever seen a mustard seed? I just see the yellow stuff in the bottom. Folks, we're all mountain movers. If you can move a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Give yourself some credit. You have an opportunity to show compassion, do it. Sometimes we receive the compassion, and then when we receive, we're able to give compassion to others. This week with the children that are going to come here, we're going to teach them about compassion, aren't we, Miss Robin? And aren't we Skipper Don? Yeah. And Snappy. What is Snappy? What's the rest of their name? Snappy what? Snappy Crab. Snappy Crab. Snappy Crab. I got a lot to work with this week, don't I? Don, you and I are going to have a lot of fun this week.
I'm afraid so.
Don, are you carrying this more and more now? Folks, we're going to show these kids compassion. Where's our shopping cart?
It's full.
Okay, the shopping cart's full, so you all don't have to bring anything else. We want to fill it 10 times, right? Okay. So folks, this week as you're out doing your shopping, pick up a few items. What's that shopping cart going to do for folks? The Sisters of the Great I Am have a homeless ministry. The kids during next week are going to have time to put these little bags together of toiletry items and snacks and things like that, good stuff, bottle of water. And they're going to be handed out to folks that need a little help. Folks are going to be involved in a little compassion work this week with the kids. I want them to leave here feeling like they've helped someone. And we're going to press that into them this week. Yes, Miss Robin?
Yes,
Miss Luann? Baby? Picking on everybody that's going to be here this week? We're going to have fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to have grilled cheese sandwiches. I was told to go to Wendy's tomorrow after dinner because I don't like grilled cheese sandwiches. If I need compassion, don't come bearing a grilled cheese sandwich, please. Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich is very good. Thank you. My wife is rolling her eyes at me. Folks, you have a compassionate heart. and show it to someone. Are you hiding it from everyone? Don't do that. Be a good Samaritan. The Jews may hate you, but hey, everyone else will love you. That's not true. Folks, we have an opportunity to be compassionate. And being compassionate isn't just, oh, that's so sad. It's, oh, how can I help you? Let's do it together. Okay, you got the message? All right, we're done. See you next week. We're going to have a good time this week. We're going to show compassion. We're going to celebrate Jesus. God creates, God helps, God loves, God calms. What are they going to learn on Friday? God sends. All right, Snappy. Don, Skipper Don. And everybody in their blue shirts tomorrow. Let's show these kids some compassion this week. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the story of the Good Samaritan. Father, someone that's different than others can still help. Someone that is on the outside looking in can always be someone to show compassion. So, Father, as we leave this place today, I pray that our hearts have been softened, that our spirit has been lifted, that the joy has returned to our hearts. We pray in the holy name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, I want to be a Christian. Amen. wants to be like Jesus? We want to be like Jesus, but it's not that easy, is it? The things were easy. It wouldn't be worth it for them. Remember, we're coming back over here about 11:45 for Lita's service, so I would encourage you to stick around for that. We'll honor her memory and a memorial service for Lita Lewis. Receive this benediction. Holy Father, as we leave this place, let compassion flow through us, not just out our mouths, but into our arms. Father, let us be compassionate for the world. We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.